This may be hard to believe given what we know of our speaker, but back in 2014, there were a lot of people around Tyndale who didn't really know her. You see, she arrived from Brampton ready to begin her studies among like-minded people, although she played on both the club volleyball and basketball teams and lived in the residence during her first year. For the most part, she flew below the radar screen. It wasn't that she didn't have anything to say or do. It was more that she was biding her time, surveying the Tyndale landscape, determining where there were needs, assessing the culture of this new environment. And then, in that first academic year, she attended a conference at Osgoode Hall Law School, and a spark was lit. And that word lit means so much to this person. It was then that the ideas and her leadership began to emerge. I think that her leadership has emerged due to a number of factors. She embraced this community without forgetting where she came from. She thought about big and sometimes crazy ideas, and then she wasn't afraid to try them out. And she inspired people to dream, and then to move, and then to act. And she's also been a remarkable student in the classroom. Let's just say she's crushed a number of courses here. It's all these things that have shaped this young woman and allowed her to bloom. And in this unveiling, her ideas, activism, friendships, and influence began to shape our community dynamically. For example, she quickly embraced the idea of Tyndale U's house system, culminating in leading McRae House this past year with Verve. And I would submit that if it were not for her, the Black educators of Tyndale Student Organization would not exist today. Her vision, compassion, wisdom, and spirit brought this new organization from its vulnerable beginnings to the vibrant expressions of diversity and unity that we know today. And during the past couple of years, Natasha Daly has been an unstoppable force of nature, and Tyndale is better for it. In asking some of Natasha's friends about her, this is what they said, quote, "She's definitely one of the most inspirational people I have ever met, and one of the most selfless. She's the type of person who sees someone's potential and then draws it out of them," end quote. Another, "I don't know how she does it all. She's like a superhero fueled by God. She has the gift of bringing people together and making them feel at home." And finally, quote, "Natasha is the most driven person I know and pushes for excellence in everything she does. I've always admired her passion and dedication. Natasha has been an inspiration to us all." Even before Natasha showed up at 25 Ballyconner Court for her first class, this is what she said in her application. Quote, "Attending a Christian university will give me the opportunity to strengthen my interpersonal skills and prepare me for success. Since all the courses are taught from a Christian perspective, this will further my understanding of the Christian faith interwoven with the world around me," end quote. Today, Natasha leaves Tyndale having marked our community by her presence and her leadership. But that's okay, because it's time for her to move on from here to Windsor and law school and a master's degree. For Natasha, Tyndale's work is done, and in turn, Natasha's work of influencing and inspiring is done here too. And with that work done, she now starts a new work, and we're excited to see how her Christian faith continues to be woven into the very fabric of her life. Great things are still to come. Friends, let's welcome the class of 2018 student speaker, Natasha Daly.
First and foremost, thank you, Dean George Sweetman, for that. I don't even remember writing those words in 2014. God is good. Okay. Greetings to Chancellor Wilkinson, members of the Board of Governors, President Nelson, members of Cabinet, faculty, staff, honored guests, family, friends, and my fellow graduates. It is truly an honor and privilege to stand before you all today. I first and foremost must thank God for carrying me through, so to God be the glory for everything. Nonetheless, it's been said that it takes a village to raise a child, but as I stand here today, may I submit to you that it takes a community to raise a graduate. So we thank each and every one of you for your unwavering love and support. We couldn't have made it without you. My time at Tyndale has been the most formative years of my life. I've made lifelong friendships with some amazing men and women of God, some of which now have new last names, and many are finding ways to positively impact the world for the glory of God. I shall count it an extraordinary blessing to call myself a Tyndale alumna, and I'm confident every individual who walks across this stage today will share the same sentiments. For me, the special thing about celebrating this accomplishment is the reflection and introspection that comes along with it. With the exception of a few, we, the 25 Valley Connor Tyndalians, are almost extinct. For those of you who are unaware, 25 Valley Connor is the former address of Tyndale's campus prior to finally moving to this beautiful ground that we stand on today. Many of us graduates experienced at least 1 year at that campus. It was a much smaller building, but I think that was one of its best attributes. That campus fostered a genuine sense of smells and community. This community has remained even as we transitioned into this new building. In fact, I remember within my very first week of classes, when I walked by Dean George Subin in the hallway and he said, "Hey, Natasha," I was shocked he knew my name. I felt special. Until I realized he knew every single student's name. The more I thought about it, the more grateful I became. We weren't merely students and faculty here. We were, as he always put it, friends. In the classroom, it was nothing different. Back in 2016, after speaking with my faculty advisor, Doc H, about my career goals, I was surprised to read an email from him personally introducing me to a criminal defense lawyer in Toronto who I would work alongside for my practicum. I marked this opportunity outside of the classroom as the first milestone of my journey to becoming a lawyer. When it came to my attention that I was this lawyer's first practicum student, I couldn't help but ask him why he accepted me so willingly. He simply smiled and replied, "You came highly recommended." For me, that's just one example. But I'm confident that through the professional mentorship of each and every faculty member across the various disciplines, academic disciplines represented in this room, we were all challenged and given opportunities to excel in our professional and academic endeavors. To my fellow graduates, each day of our education here at Tyndale started with a choice. The choice to apply, the choice to make that solemn walk to the Student Financial Services office every semester just to watch the zeros in our bank accounts slowly decrease. The choice to join that intramural team, or to actually go to that 8:15 a.m. class despite having pulled an all-nighter before to finish a paper. And now, as we leave, there are several other choices we need to make. Today, I encourage you to first choose to see every dollar and every minute spent here as an investment rather than a debt. No good investor makes an investment without expecting a greater return on it. The truth is, we've devoted a lot into this education, and this room is filled with people who have devoted and invested a lot into us. To earn a greater return, may we follow Christ's example and choose to further invest in other people. As we have encountered Christ, it becomes our duty to make him known to others through the life that we live, even in our careers. May all that we've learned over the past few years transfer from head knowledge to heart knowledge. As Aristotle said, educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. May we use this knowledge to reflect the light of Christ in our daily walk so that others may see our good works and be led to glorify our Father in heaven, as Jesus commands us to do in Matthew 5, verse 16. In that, I'm also reminded of the words of the great American Baptist minister and civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr., who said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." May we strive to be examples of God's love in the lives of others, whether it's through formal ministry in a church, serving the best burgers at Burgers Priest, or treating each client in our future businesses with the utmost dignity and respect. Jesus told his disciples, "By this will all people know that you are my disciples, if you love one another," according to John 13:35. In closing, some of us are entering graduate studies in the fall, while others are taking time off to travel, to work, or may still be uncertain of what's next. But whatever your next step is, be encouraged by Philippians 4, verses 4 to 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The passions God has placed within us are not accidental. God numbers the very hairs on our head. He is nothing short of intentional. If we are going to succeed after Tyndale, we must follow Christ's example. We all have a call on our lives from God to fulfill. The people I am called to reach may not be the same ones you're called to reach. Allow God to use you uniquely as you to reach those only you are equipped to. May we choose to see today not as an end, but rather as a new beginning. Thank you.